You are listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
From Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nicole Zempel from Granite Falls. I'm a forager, a natural world photographer, and a wild mushroom spore print artist. I recommend 8 Chapters. This is an exhibit that is the result of a conversation between a Dakota man, Talon Cavender Wilson, who explores the artistic forms of blacksmithing, and Granite Falls city artist in residence, Danny Prados. So this collaborative exhibit is really an exploration of place, of the history, and the relationships between human beings and between human beings and the land throughout the course of time in the Minnesota River Valley. You have Talon working with steel, and you have Danny working with found items like bones and seed, even mycelium. Yet, these two different mediums just blend together beautifully, which is mind-blowing in itself. I like to call this exhibit a great big beautiful gut punch. There are painful chapters, there are hopeful chapters, and there are also healing chapters. But every chapter invites the viewer on a journey that they'll find really begins inside themselves. So I highly recommend 8 Chapters on exhibit in downtown Granite Falls at the K.K. Berge Gallery, and it is on exhibit through September 18th. I hope you check it out.
My name is Kyle Kimblin. I'm from Minneapolis, and I play in the Butter Boys. Young Yeller is a 4-piece rock band based out of Minneapolis. They've got a drummer, a bass player, a keyboard / guitar player, and a guitar player, and then all of them sing. Young Yeller's new album, Young Yeller's Bitchin' Rager, is front to back a party. Every song is very energetic. There's no lulls, nothing slows down. There are heavy songs, there are doo-wop songs, there are R&B songs, there's even sort of a emo song for the slightly older folks out there like me who are in their 30s and want to remember their high school days. And they kind of mix all those different genres and influences, like even within the same song, it flows all so naturally together. It's like, how did I not think to incorporate these different elements like this? If you'd like to get a hold of their album, it's streaming on the streaming services that you use and also on Bandcamp.
My name is Rob Kruger. I'm an actor, playwright, composer, and lyricist living in Northeast Minneapolis. Taylor Evan discovered art a little late. He did not start off with formal training in the arts, and he originally started off in ceramics and designed some really unique ceramics while he was still living in Mankato. Since moving up to the Twin Cities, Taylor has really been more exploring painting. I've really been excited by his art because it's so vivid. You know, men in the 21st century seem to really approach earth tones. Earth tones are male. But Taylor's really just dived into an amazing color palette, and his artwork is very bright. It jumps out and grabs your attention when you see it, whether it's abstract or has a concrete design. And since shifting into screen printing with a combination of oil painting, I think he's really come up with some unique concepts. I'm really excited to see where he goes from here. You can find Taylor on Instagram at Taylor Evan Paints, no S, Taylor Evan.
Art Hounds is produced by Emily Bright with help from Aaron Wadisalassi and made possible in part by the Minnesota Legacy Amendments Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is NPR News.